This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
West Hope, North Dakota today, getting set for Bakken Rocks Cookfest. Hi, everybody. I am Scott Hillen. Welcome to What's On Your Mind. Name of the show, for a very important reason. We want to know what's on your mind. That's right. Things are getting set up as we speak for the Bakken Rocks Cookfest, 9th annual event. This year, West Hope, North Dakota, as today. 2 until 4 for the Bakken Basics Info Session. And then this afternoon, 4 until 7, the free barbecue and live music. That will also be repeated in Medora on Thursday. So a lot going on. Check it all out, folks. Check it all out. Hope you're here. Just talk to some of the cook teams. They're having a great time getting ready to feed you in a mighty way. So you want to take it all in. Telephone number is 800-228-0550. Toll-free telephone number 701-258-0550. You can text me, Todd, the radio god. Mitchell's off today. So text me at 367-2054 with your comments. And we've been talking a lot about the news yesterday. The Senate doesn't have the votes to repeal and replace Obamacare. So the question is, now what? What do you want your elected leaders to do next? And a lot of good comments coming in on this. Keep them coming, okay? Rev, you have one that came in off the air during the break. For the news there, why don't you go ahead and roll what our listener would like. I want to know.
Hi, Scott. Larry from Fargo. How to fix health care. A health insurance broker called in to, I think, the Rush show on Thursday of last week, saying that if we just increase the Medicare withholding portion by another 2%, we'd create enough money in a pool where each state would be able to have a catastrophe fund, and people could just buy normal health care, and the major catastrophes would be taken care of or paid out of that fund. And I liked his idea because it really was a way for everybody at any income level to have some skin in the game and to be paying to help for catastrophic health care, and yet provide freedom in the marketplace to buy whatever lesser plan you want. Thank you.
It's a good idea. Rev, if you make a note of that, we'll ask Congressman Kramer specific about that idea. But, you know, one of the reasons this is always challenging is because pre-existing conditions and folks who require a lot of health care and the pools they get in. And that's why Obamacare didn't work, because they would, you know, try to maneuver that. So, you know, what happened was the healthy people were out of the pools, and then you had nothing left but, people that required more health care. And, of course, the costs are going to go up. So your idea of a catastrophic category to handle it. Look, there are smart people in this industry that can figure this out. There's a way. I think the swamp is in the way right now, right? Insurance companies want this, right? Providers want that. And Joe Q Public, real people who get up every day, don't populate the swamp. They say, I've got a wife, I've got a husband, I've got a few kids, I've got a job. I just want the ability to have access to, you know, healthcare and insurance that is not going to break the bank. It's not asking too much. It can be done. It can be done. They've just got to get in a room and get it done. And we've got to absolutely demand that they do it without question. Anthony asks on Facebook, Scott, what would you do if I was your adult child with special needs and couldn't get insurance before the ACA? Please stop to think. I have great empathy for anybody that is in a situation. In this case, okay, adult child, can't get health care for them. What do I do? But the idea that to solve your problem and that challenge, which I think we need to put our heads together to figure it out, that we totally disrupt the system, that we take Obamacare cronies that want it to game the system in their favor and take care of your sliver. But meanwhile, look what happens to how much how many different programs, how many different insured higher premiums, higher deductibles, no coverage because they can't afford it any longer. So, you know, you can't fix one sliver of the situation and make, you know, 50% of it worse. So I reject the idea that because you've got an example where there's a situation that needs to be fixed, the whole system has to be wrecked. That's how I'd answer it. Anybody else want to take that one? A lot of smart people that listen to this program. A lot of good wisdom out there. So we'll see. You asked me to think about it, and I answered rather quick, so maybe I didn't think about it enough. We'll give them some time to think about it. 800-228-0550, locally at 258-0550. Robert says, I'm not voting anymore. One side won't, the other can't. Status quo, no difference in either side. Interesting take. Jared says, if they really care what's best for the American people, why don't they get to work improving what is there instead of a wholesale change that they don't have the votes to pass? That's what I wish Democrats had done when they rammed Obamacare down our throat. But the problem is they weren't out to fix anything. They claimed they were out to fix people that were uninsured. But actually what they wanted was a single-payer system, and many of them said that out loud. And so we get a crap sandwich, and it continues to falter now. Republicans, because of how this was gamed, can't fix it. Maybe they get what they want. It's designed to fail. I don't know. Dion says, politicians, that's what's wrong. You notice the women in the audience just boil this down to, you know, a very succinct, I don't know. Ladies, you're rocking it today. Claudine, it's not a function of the government to provide health care to the citizens, period. There's something else we had to spend a little time thinking about. There's some, let's do that. Paula says the elected leaders need to slow down. Get in a room of medical professionals, insurers, insured, Democrats and Republicans together and overhaul the whole medical system. There cannot be another health care act without fixing the health care system. It cannot be a one-sided act, as then in 4 or 8 years when we have another election, America will be going through this all over again. The elected officials need to get this right, not fast. This is one thing, though, I think where Republicans deserve some blame here. The pain of Obamacare is not new. Okay? What was it, 2009? Right, when we first, was it 2009 or 10? I can't remember. But it's been there a long time, good chunk of the Obama administration. And there were how many votes to repeal it without, you know, over in the House without the Senate to be able to do it or a president that would sign it? I think we should be here by now. I think the swamp's the problem. I really do. Sterling we go to next, and Dave at 258-0550. You can text me, too, at 367-2054, 367-2054. Go ahead.
Yeah, hello?
Hi, Dave. You're up.
Yeah, see, I used to live in the UK about 5.5 years. I lived there, and, of course, I was under the social medicine. The thing with it is that you get health care, but it's really not good health care, but it's health care. And what happens is that the mindset over in the UK, especially and probably with others, with other socialized Schultz medicine, is that people, when they have something wrong with them, they'll run to the doctor the very first thing. I mean, if you get a hangnail, they're going to go to the doctor because they figure that they have paid for it with their taxes. And believe me, in the UK, even today, everything you buy is 14% tax on each item. And then their fuel costs are also very excessive, $6 to $7 a gallon for fuel. And a lot of that is to pay for their social programs, not only their medical programs, but, you know, their lifelong welfare programs that you can be on. Another thing the UK has is that their cost of prescriptions is very low compared to ours. That's a big problem in this country is the cost of our prescriptions. And I don't know how you fix that because that's so heavily controlled with the lobbying industry in Washington. their medical system is right now exploding in the UK. They have so many people now that have come across into their country that it's being completely overwhelmed. My father-in-law had a stroke a number of years ago, and he's in the UK, and he was in the hospital having the stroke, and he basically was not even given an aspirin or any kind of assistance while he was having a stroke, and henceforth he's now severely paralyzed because there was just not enough resources in the hospital to accord him accommodation.
That's a horrible story.
Yeah.
And, horrible.
And people don't understand. You know, in the United States, we have so many people, you know, still coming across the borders, and we just can't control that. And there's no way we could afford to pay, you know, this socialized medicine for everybody that wants to have it. It would.
Yeah, and then, trust me, that's where some want us to go. More control over your life. More situations like your father-in-law. Sad. Thanks, Dave and Sterling. Patty and Beulah, Jeff and Minot on deck.
We want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
The best of the West is waiting. Hi, everybody. I'm Scott Hinnon. Watford City, North Dakota, and beautiful McKenzie County is waiting for you. There's lots of summer left. How about planning a couple of days to see this wonderful community and its incredible growth? Great places to see, great places to be, great places to just take in the wonderful sights, like the North Unit of the Teddy Roosevelt National Park. And, of course, great places to stay, too, like the Teddy's Presidential Suites, Little Missouri Inn & Suites, the Watford, the Roosevelt Inn & Suites. Fantastic stay. Mainstay Suites and so much more. Use the promo code BESTOFTHEWEST and get a 10% savings off your best price. 10% off your best price, plus get a coupon book loaded with all kinds of things, including a free pass to the all-new Rough Rider Center. Call the Roosevelt Inn & Suites, the Watford, the Little Missouri Inn & Suites, Teddy's Presidential Suites, or Mainstay Suites. Ask for the Best of the West deal in Watford City and get 10% off. Tell them Scott sent you, and we'll see you in Watford City.
I'm Elise Pucklich of Pucklich Chevrolet in Bismarck. And when we say you drive, we'll ride with you, we mean we'll be with you every step of the way. For over 34 years, we've known the sale of a vehicle is the first step in making you a customer for life. We're family-owned and operated, and we care about our community and the people who live here. So experience the difference a car dealer can make at Pucklich Chevrolet in Bismarck, where customer satisfaction is our number one priority.
Central Steel Building and Construction is your premier source for GSI grain bins, GSI grain dryers, and GSI grain handling equipment. Central Steel also offers livestock water, welding supplies, and a variety of gears, pulleys, plus bulk bolts and nuts. Call Central Steel today for your GSI grain storage, material handling, and grain drying needs. 701-652-2886. Central Steel Building and Construction in Carrington. Online at grainstuff.com.
Everything you've been told about identity theft prevention is a flat-out lie. No one can prevent identity theft. No one. Go to LibertyID.com and use the promo code FREETRIAL for 60 days free. Cancel at any time. LibertyID is the industry leader in identity theft restoration. LibertyID fixes the fallout for you. LibertyID does all the work, but you have to be prepared. Go to LibertyID.com, promo code FREETRIAL, LibertyID.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
We are going to be at the North Dakota State Fair in a big way this year. So fair starts Friday, you know. I was there yesterday. And that Flickertail stage, you know where that's at? Right along, not far off the midway. As you're walking into the state fair, you really can't find it. It's probably the first thing you'll hear as you come in the main entrance of the North Dakota State Fair. And we'll be on the stage for a couple of our broadcasts. And also afterwards, we're going to do some talk radio town halls We have a fun event planned, actually all 3 days, but the one I can tell you about right now is on Thursday, which it will be a week from Thursday, at 11:30 a.m. at the Flickertail Garden Stage, a special event called North Dakota Energy, What's in It for You? And a number of participants in that, including Energy Transfer Partners, talk a little bit about pipelines, the folks from the North Dakota Petroleum Council, and Bakken backers. We're going to talk about all the different things you touch that have oil products that I'll bet you have no idea, which is going to be kind of fun. And we have a free slime station, petroleum products in that too. So bring the kids, we'll have a good time too. And also a special sweet treat that you want to be there for. Four-pack of Jason Aldean tickets given away, Paramore tickets given away, free What's on Your Mind hats. That's right, only at the 11:30 event on Thursday at the fair. So while they last, you better get there. And how about this, a $500 Yeti cooler given away to some lucky person. I am so excited. North Dakota State Fair. We'll be there Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday on the Dakota Flickertail stage. And again, the show will be there, so I invite you to stop by, say hello, you know, join the program if you like, whatever. We'll just have a grand old time. We always appreciate that very much. So thank you, thank you, thank you for being one of our fine listeners and hopefully joining us at the State Fair. Join us today at the Bakken Rocks Cook Fest, 9th annual event, free food, live music, games for the kids. There's all kinds of freebies. There's great information from 2 until 4 in the Bakken Basics Information Session. 4 until 7, a free barbecue, live music. The group is After Effect in West Hope. We're doing all this again Thursday in Medora, Rough Rider Hotel for the Information Center, Chimney Park for the free barbecue. That'll be Thursday in Medora. But today, come on out and find us at the West Hope School, 2 until 4 inside the gymnasium for the Bakken Basics Info Session, 395 Main Street in West Hope, North Dakota. What's on your mind? Whatever it is, tell me, 258-0550. We've got a lot of folks talking drought lately and also some questions about cloud seeding. And so we invited the president of Weather Modification in to join us on Thursday, talk a little bit about that from our Medora broadcast. We're also had a listener say, I want answers from the FSA because I hear one thing from the politicians and something completely different from FSA. Get them on the phone. Hey, we're here to serve you. Done. So we're doing that as well. Coming up, when is that, Rev? What day are we doing that? Don't have that on my show sheet here. You told me somewhere, but don't see it on my show sheet. But I know it's coming up yet this week, okay? Let's see, Friday. North Dakota Farm Service Agency Conservation Specialist be on the program, okay? And we're sticking around. We'll be at Medora Friday, the day after the Cook Fest, too. So, lots going on. All right, back to the phones to find out what's on your mind. Patty and Beulah, keep this string going because so far the women, the girl power, has been extraordinary today on the program with good answers and good commentary. Patty, no pressure, but take it away.
I was just wondering why all these pregnant women are coming over from China and having their babies in California, and then they fly them back a week later. And who's paying for their deliveries and such? And I have a daughter who is an international flight attendant for 20-some years, and she said the plane is at least a fourth full every trip coming and going. Why are we doing this for China? And then they're citizens of the United States after they're born here. So what happens in 20 years when they're able to vote?
I've not heard a thing about this. When you say we're paying for this, what do you mean we're? Like, how is this paying?
Is the USA paying for all these deliveries when they go to California to have their babies?
Well, I have no idea. Why are they brought here?
Well, you know what? This was on the doctor's show at least a year ago, and I heard about it then, and it's still going on, and I'm wondering why. And are congressmen aware of this, and why isn't there a stop put to it?
Kevin Kramer, about this. Doctor's TV show? Is it the Doctor's TV show you're talking about?
Yes. And that's at least a year ago, and they had it on there as well. But my daughter witnesses it all the time, and I just think there ought to be an end to this.
No, it makes no sense. None whatsoever. And when you say who's paying, I'm really wondering who's paying.
Yes.
and why that would be happening. Is this some humanitarian thing? You know, is it a big number? I don't know. This is the first I've ever heard of it. But I will make a note here.
Okay.
I will make a note, and we'll ask maybe Congressman Kramer to tell us a little bit more about get him the information and do some digging.
Okay.
Yes.
Thank you very much.
I like the personal connection you have to the story, in that, you know, your daughter's flight attendant actually sees it happening. So it's beyond internet story. It's the real deal. Jeff in Minot, what's on your mind?
Good morning, Scott. Just a little while ago, you were reading someone's suggestion, I believe, about getting politicians and healthcare providers all together and revamping the entire system. And that might be a really good idea. One of the things that obviously have to be dealt with is things like fraud, particularly in Medicare and Medicaid, that produce false profits. Our medical system is huge. It's not just the rural clinics in North Dakota, but it's all the manufacturing companies that produce instruments for heart and diabetes and that sort of thing, and big pharma. It's extremely complex, and it didn't get that way overnight. It's just like our immigration problem. It didn't evolve overnight, and it's not going to be solved overnight. But I just don't understand why the people inside the Beltway in the District of Columbia can't themselves realize that we elected these people to do a job, and they're just not doing it. And it's very, very hard to believe any of the statements that come from any of the politicians, whether it's our good friend over there in New York or Mitch McConnell. You know, we got to do it. It's the right thing to do. But they're not even prepared to bring the doggone bill to the floor. They had to rush something when Trump was only in office, like, what, 60 or 90 days? They had to have a vote right away?
See, I don't think they're afraid enough.
That probably is. Maybe we should make them afraid.
And by afraid, I mean, yeah, I don't mean physically. I mean, afraid in the sense that politically they are vulnerable. And I think part of that comes from the unholy alliance, and this is how the swamp works. See, they say, well, let's just do a little, your district is here, and our district is here, and we got all these safe members of Congress who really have, more of the people that think like them in that district, and but for some really crazy stuff, are not going to get thrown out. And so they can just kind of go do what they're going to do and not really, have to listen to the masses. That's what I'm saying. That's probably what we got to change more than anything, because I'm completely with you.
Maybe the voters ought to get the idea. We ought to get the idea in our minds that the only way we're going to bring about term limits is from the voter. Just stop voting for incumbents. Give them one term in office, and maybe do that for 20 years, and we'll change the swamp ourselves. Wouldn't that?
Well, the term limit is sort of cheating the voter is one way I'd say that. But what we're doing is not working. So we got to do something different, Jeff. That's why I think you have. Raise some good points. Thanks.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Welcome to another in our series of the radio history of the Dakota Access Pipeline. Brent Sanford, Lieutenant Governor of North Dakota, was asked what he would tell pipeline opponents about this project.
The only way to get that oil out is by pipe. Getting it out by train was not quite as efficient as pipeline either. And so, I mean, it is a miracle for West North Dakota to have the pipelines go in the ground. And to not have the education being portrayed to everyone else of what this is, the fact that there's pipe in the ground all over this country. There's many, many, many miles of pipe, many, many, many river crossings. The safety of this one being the extreme level that it was, 60 or 90 or whatever feet below the riverbed, is so much less likely there'd ever be a spill than previous construction of other pipelines. It was not a valid argument to say that this is going to leak and this is our largest concern. It was more of an argument of attacking fossil fuels, period.
That's the Lieutenant Governor of North Dakota, Brent Sanford. Thanks for listening to another episode of the Radio History of the Dakota Access Pipeline. Keep listening for more right here.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation.
reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Love the Cook Fest week. Always a good time. Ninth annual Bach and Rocks Cook Fest. Free food, live music, games for the kids, freebies, lots of good information. We're in West Hope, North Dakota today. And at 2 o'clock this afternoon, the Bach and Basics info session gets underway. 4 o'clock until 7, the free barbecue and live music by After Effect will happen. So, lot going on. And you know what? Broadcasts like this do not happen without fine sponsors. We appreciate very much our partnership with the North Dakota Petroleum Council. They bring us to events of theirs that are happening across the state. This Cook Fest event is really a lot of fun because a lot of companies that actually will come do the barbecuing and are here on site. You get a chance to learn a little bit more about them. And the folks at Fortis Energy, ConocoPhillips, Go Wireline, Enerplus, Weatherford, MBI Energy, and Marathon Oil have helped make our broadcast possible today. So thanks for that. From Bach and Rock's Cook Fest today, West Hope. Tomorrow, Newtown will be at the marina for Fishing Derby for the North Dakota Petroleum Council. And then on Thursday, live from Medora. Actually, Thursday and Friday, live from Medora. So a lot happening this week. We appreciate it. Lots of calls, questions, comments, Facebook posts, texts. I'm not even gotten to all the texts yet, but I will, I promise. Got to get to the Delta call of the day as well. And most of the comments today related to the bad news on the Republican majority's announcement. They don't have the votes for Obamacare. So we've been saying, what now? You can keep those comments going or anything else you have today. Let me know. I'm picking up the phone, calling us at 258-0550, texting 367-2054, or emailing studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. Chris Zanone from Fortis Energy is here. He's the sales manager for the Rocky Mountain region. He's got a cook team here today, whipping up some barbecue, having a grand old time, and we usually get a chance to catch up with Chris and the Fortis team around Cook Fest, so it's fun to do it again. Chris, how you doing?
Good, Scott. How are you?
Doing well. Thank you very much. Nice to catch up with you. And, you know, the nice thing about Cook Fest is here's a company like Fortis Energy, and there'll be others that'll be here as well. You know, and here's a community that largely has run on oil for a lot of years, right? People forget that, but there's been oil up in this part of North Dakota for a long, long time, and it's been a very important part of their economy. But people go to school, go to the store, you know, just do their everyday life without necessarily ever getting a chance to interconnect with the folks from the industry. Perfect opportunity to do it with great food. Any information they have, any questions they have, they can share. It really is a great opportunity just to do things in a real North Dakota neighborly way. And so I hope you get a chance to come out today and meet the team from Fortis and the whole crew. Tell us a little bit about Fortis Energy Services for folks that are not familiar.
Fortis Energy Services, we're a workover rig company. We have pumps, tanks, power swivels. We just got our ninth rig here in North Dakota. So we're kind of celebrating that. We're partnered with Hunt. We're going to be cooking some pork loin out here for the folks of West Hope. And like you said, it's just a little bit of way to give back to the community. I want to thank the North Dakota Petroleum Council for putting this on. It's always a great event. It looks like the weather is going to be beautiful today.
You know, it is perfect. A lot of these cookfests, just as works out, mid to late July, are hotter than blazes. And it's just perfect. There's a breeze. It was bright and early this morning. I think I rolled in. It was, just nipping at 50. And it'll probably be somewhere in the mid-70s, maybe 80. But the weather couldn't be any better. It's just absolutely perfect. So that's another little bonus, especially knowing that it's generally pretty hot. And slaving over that barbecue grill, cooking up that pork loin isn't exactly cool work, right?
That's right.
And who's doing the cooking today? Have you got somebody designated for that?
Yes, we do. We have it's kind of our little secret, but we have a lot of people helping out. Serving up, and we're going to be doing, pork loin, and hopefully everybody gets by to have a chance to check it out.
That's great. Tell me a little bit about your take on the industry right now, as you're out and about talking to folks and obviously building Fortis Energy now with, as you mentioned, a ninth workover rig. What are people saying? What's the buzz in the industry right now?
Well, right now we're cautiously positive. I would like to see oil get back up, over 50 and stay there for a while. 70 would be even better. But, right now we're very fortunate to be as busy as we are. And, we turn over every rock we can to keep as busy as we can. And, I know this downturn has hurt a lot of small companies, and we were lucky enough not only to survive, but we're growing within it, and, I'm very fortunate to be working in $43 oil. And I know there's a lot of folks that feel that way too.
Yeah. That's a great American story. That's really incredible. When you look at the level of investment it takes to operate in this industry, especially here, cold winters and all those factors, and the shale play is not easy as well. And yet, you look at how costs have come down, and how technology's improved to the point where, as you say, $43 oil, and you've got an industry with a fair amount of optimism. That's pretty incredible, isn't it?
Yeah, I agree. Unfortunately, I do have a lot of friends that are out of work right now, and here at Fortis, we're continuing to grow. It's just adapt to the surroundings and make adjustments here and there, and do everything we can to provide quality service at a reasonable price, and that's basically our secret right there.
It's a good company. Do some good things. I've loved getting to know a little bit about the effort that you have to hire vets. You've been recognized that and been a leadership in encouraging other companies to do that and hire vets and not just, sort of put the plaque on the wall and be done, but concentrated effort to do that and interact and get others in the industry as well. And just something we... I still can't really get my arms around, but when you see the unemployment rate among vets, or the challenges some of our vets have, and then think we aren't doing everything we possibly can to address that, it just shakes you to the core. But when there's companies like Fortis that are going out of their way to tackle that head on and to get veterans gainfully employed, really is worth employing. How's that all going?
It's going great. You were there last. Veterans Day, we did a vet hiring summit where several other companies, not only in other industries as well, came to network and learn from each other on the best way to hire veterans. And we had Congressman Kramer speak there, and that was broadcast over the radio. It's just a good positive thing to do. I mean, in the words of our CEO, Nathan Comrie, it's the right thing to do. And we've had a lot of successes doing that.
Glad you are doing that. Well, looking forward to seeing you. I hope folks stop by West Hope and the booth today for the good folks at Fortis Energy and say thanks for hiring those vets. And let me give you a vote on the People's Choice Award here and do some good for the folks in West Hope and meet some new friends. So we'll see you here a little later on today. Thanks so much, Chris.
Thank you, Scott. Appreciate it.
You bet. Bye. Chris Sinone with Fortis Energy Services. He's their Rocky Mountain Region sales manager. Let's get back to the phones here and chat with some folks. Terry and Bismarck wanted to talk about a call we got earlier. Go ahead, Terry.
Thank you for taking my call. Say, I did a little research about 8, 10 months ago on that issue of Chinese babies being born in the United States. The money driver behind it is that the hospitals charged them an exorbitant fee, but they're willing to pay it. And the reason they're willing to pay it is when their children grow up to go to college, they hold that dual citizenship, and it makes it easier for them to get into the United States to go to college. But the hospitals are charging them whatever they want, and they can charge them whatever they want.
I got it. So it's not the U.S. Paying it. It's not taxpayers funding it.
No.
It is the,
no.
It's wealthy Chinese, basically, that can afford it and pay whatever rate they got to pay to be able to have the child born here so they could have the option of coming back, basically.
Exactly.
Yeah. Although exactly. It still sounds a little fishy in that, okay, I'm glad the hospital's charging a fortune and making some money off that, but are they going to be there if, some of these people come here and then become, a ward of the state, right? I mean, I would assume if there's wealthy Chinese, there's not a big chance of that happening, but you never know. I don't know. Something's a little smelly in that, isn't there?
Well, it always does smell when it's the Chinese involved.
Yeah, it's just so, it's something that we should.
It's nothing we can change legally unless we approach the hospitals or set a law. You know, it's not against the law.
No, but I'm saying if I'm from Mexico and I come here and have the baby here because I want to have an anchor baby, you can't do that. What reason are you coming into the U.S.? It seems to me their wealth is getting them that access.
It is.
That wouldn't be afforded other people from countries, so I don't know. It's a little smelly to me, but I at least cleared up the idea that we're not paying for it. It's not a publicly funded thing. Appreciate you checking on that for us, Terry. You saved me a little research after the show.
All right.
Thank you, sir. Yeah, appreciate it. Bye-bye. Tim in Bismarck, you're next on What's on Your Mind.
Hey, Scott, how you doing?
Good, sir. How are you?
Hey, just got a quick question on the vote, and I don't know if I understand the politics of everything, but why don't we just take the health care bill, have everybody vote, and we hold them accountable?
I don't disagree with that either, and that's one of the things leadership doesn't do if they don't have the votes, and they're not going to have people put their neck on the line, and some people vote different, but I'm with you. That common sense would say, okay, stand up and be counted. Democrats and Republicans do it.
Yep, and if we don't like the result, then we go to the polls and we change.
You know, the reason it doesn't happen, though, is obviously leadership protects their members from that. But I don't agree with it, but I think your sentiment's dead on, Tim. Appreciate the call. Arthur in Tucson. Love calls from Tucson here on the program. Go ahead.
Good morning. Hey, I think that we need to introduce competition to the extreme for healthcare, and that is, guys go overseas to get hips replaced in India, and they're paying 25% of the cost. That's first-class health care. On top of that, you have, if it would be like Walmart, go anywhere, extreme competition. Prices at Walmart continue to drop. If I want to know where an item is, I can ask somebody, and they'll get a scanner, and they'll say, well, there's one in the back room. There's
And you're right, Arthur. You are. The experts would tell you it doesn't work that way in healthcare, but I'm tired of that, too. Your way's not working. Let's try our way. Thanks, Arthur.
You're listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
If you're a foreman for an oil company, listen up. Eric from Delta Constructors wants your business. Here's what they can do for you.
We can do turnkey well sites, flow lines, set your pump jacks, fabricate conditioning modules, modular skids, tank batteries. We can do electrical and mechanical design, survey work, field engineering on the electrical and mechanical side, pipe insulation. We do have portable fire trailer.
Turnkey Solutions. One call does it all. Call Eric, 406-250-8151 or deltaconstructors.net.
When a challenge comes along, some people turn away. At the University of Mary, we turn up our sleeves. Always have. The challenge today is finding a quality education that's affordable. And we are. At the University of Mary, you'll get an education as affordable as UND and NDSU. Value for your money, values for your life. That's the Mary difference.
You've heard us say, Watford City, it's not the same. It's better. Well, now it's time to see it for yourself with a great deal. Hi, everybody. I'm Scott Hennon from the What's on Your Mind program. I'd love to invite you to Watford City and see this for yourself. So much to see, so much to do, and great places to stay, like the Roosevelt Inn & Suites, the Watford, Little Missouri Inn & Suites, Tandy's Presidential Suites and Mainstay Suites. I've stayed all over the country, and there is no finer accommodations, pound for pound, person for person, than Watford City, North Dakota. Just use the promo code BESTOFTHEWEST, and you'll get a 10% savings. Plus, they'll give you an exclusive coupon book, good for all kinds of goodies and great discounts, including a free pass to the all-new Rough Rider Center and that great water park. Watford City, North Dakota. It's not the same. It's better. Ask for the Best of the West deal in Watford City and get 10% off. Promo code BESTOFTHEWEST for a great stay. And we'll see you in Watford City.
Are you one of the 15 million men who suffer from an enlarged prostate? If your life revolves around finding the closest bathroom, if you're tired of waking up many times a night to urinate, then you need to know about Prostate Miracle. Prostate Miracle contains beta-cytosterol, which is 3,000 times stronger than salt palmetto. To claim your $10 Patriot discount, go to prostatemiracle.com and enter promo code PATRIOT. Or call 877-965-2140. That's 877-965-2140.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, hey, try this? Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you. And you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
Lifetime Graze 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.
Hillary and Obama, they're gone, not to come back. You control the House, the Senate, the presidency, and everything. Get this health care thing done. No more excuses, no more whining, no more it's hard. Just get going on it. No vacation in August either. Let's get busy like the rest of us. Thank you.
Yeah, I agree with that caller. Okay? I agree with that caller. No more excuses. Don't even talk to me until you've got a plan. That's what we have to demand, no doubt about it. Back in West Hope, this is Cook Fest Week. Ladies and gentlemen, a lot going on. West Hope today, Medora on Thursday, Great events. Market Basics Info Session today from 2 until 4. Same thing down on Medora on Thursday. And then 4 to 7, free barbecue, live music. After Effect is the group. They always have local music, which is kind of nice. So they'll have After Effect performing during the free barbecue this afternoon. And then tomorrow in Medora, it is Mighty Big Jim and the Tall Boys. How about that? Yeah. I think that's a new addition for the live music, so it should be fun. Thanks again to our fine sponsors for bringing you our Cookfest broadcast, Marathon Oil, MBI Energy, Weatherford, Go Wireline, ConocoPhillips, Fortis Energy, and Enerplus. All of those folks will be out here with cook teams. Stop and see them. Stop and say hi to the folks from Go Wireline. They have really nice hats. Every year I get the best hunting hats from Go Wireline. ConocoPhillips, Fortis Energy, Enerplus, Weatherford, MBI Energy, Marathon Oil. Stop and see them. It is a must when you're here. We always have a caller of the day we like to celebrate, because when we think of call, we think of Delta Constructors, because one call does it all. You call Delta first, then you don't have any other hassles, because they are the turnkey solution. Oil companies know this. So if you're an oil company that is not using the turnkey solutions of Delta right now, you need the call of the day to Eric at 406-250-8151. 406-250-8151. This call for call of the day was suggested as the winner from a listener yesterday. Now we even have our listeners voting on the call of the day. How about that? Go ahead and roll it, Rev. Here's a call that actually a call that came in during the break.
Hi, this is Mike. I'm calling from Battle Lake, Minnesota. I was doing a Bible study this morning, and I was reading about Paul and how people feared Paul because he had so much power. And it made me think about how the Democrats are behaving today with their rioting and their ugly words, and how they must fear us as well. And their fear is coming out in this chaotic behavior. So it's just one of those things that came on me this morning. I thought I'd share.
Appreciate the call. Remember, the Delta crew is ready to go to work with turnkey solutions for you, so give Eric a call, 406-250-8151. That's the Delta call of the day. Global solutions for the oil and gas industry. Find out more at deltaconstructors.net. Back to the phones we go on What's on Your Mind. Getting great answers to that question. Michael in Center, what's on your mind?
Hi, Scott.
Hi there.
When you were gone, in Norway, Jeff Simons was on, and he had a scientist on that was called the official EIV scientist by Rush. And anyway, I just thought that was really good to have scientists on that talked about
was the topic on global warming?
Yeah, it was on global warming. And yeah, I just thought that it was really good to have people like that on there to show how ridiculous all this climate change and all that stuff. So.
Yeah, and I guess give you more ammo. Jeff has always done a great job educating folks on that topic. And I obviously didn't hear the show since I was gone. I think I recall seeing it on the plan, but maybe we'll have to have him back. I think, one of the things that can be a pitfall of the show is you get sort of sucked into the headlines, and you're just sort of reacting to kind of what's news right now. I always want to make sure, that's why we call the show What's on Your Mind, that's why we always say, hey, here's something I'm talking about, here's something I'm revved up about, but this doesn't have to be what we talk about. And if you have guests or you have things you'd like to learn more about or have more data on information, please let us know. I'll take that to note. Maybe we'll schedule that guest again. Okay, Michael?
Yeah, that'd be great. Thanks.
Appreciate the call. Thank you. Thank you for appreciating the show and appreciate your call and the fact that you're listening today as well. That's much appreciated. All right. What else? I don't have a lot of time here, but I got a ton of texts that I have not got to that were all pretty darn good. I'd like to see the senators resign, says another. If we the people want more done in the Senate or the House, more laws need to be made to limit lobbyists. Because really that's what controls how our elected officials vote. That's the swamp. It's what Trump, and the swamp is lobbyists. The swamp is big media that just lies. The swamp is cocktail parties and, the games they play in Washington. Another says, how come the free enterprise system is good enough for everything else in our country but on health insurance? If I'm not happy with my car insurance, I pick up the phone and change to a different one. It's a very good question. A lot of common sense in that. And a listener says, Rodney Conway needs a shout-out. He drilled the second oil well in North Dakota. Former boss and great guy. He ran Ward Williston for years, now runs Enduro. His son Robbie runs Basin in West Hope. There he is, an oil legend in that area. Well, there you go. Now we gave a shout-out to the legends. Appreciate it. Can't do that enough, and we love doing it. We'll be here all day in West Hope through tonight's fun events. Newtown tomorrow, Medora on Thursday, taking all these fine events. And join us again on the next What's on Your Mind. God bless you, folks, and thanks for listening. Have a great day. What's it take to have a really good job? A company you like to work for, work worth doing, and a really nice paycheck every 2 weeks? Polar Service Center has one waiting for you right now. My friends at Polar Service Center, largest tank trailer manufacturer in North America, have service centers all throughout the country. And in Kildare, North Dakota, and Williston, North Dakota, they have some great positions open right now. With pay rates up to $32 an hour. I'll say it again, up to $32 an hour. Incredible benefit package and much, much more. Call Maria right now for details on this. In Kildare, certified welder, sandblaster, wash rack attendant, and diesel mechanic positions open right now. In Williston, they're in need of a certified welder. Polar Service Center is waiting. Tell your friends and neighbors about this incredible opportunity. 612-214-4781. 612-214-8781. Ask for Maria at Polar Service Center.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Is that Ellen painting her garage?
Yesterday she was trimming her hedges.
What's her secret?
I heard she was eating this new superberry called the Aronia berry.
Aronia? What?
Aronia berries from superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness.
Where can we get them?
Go to superberries.com/radio. And right now we get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus we can save $4 at checkout.
I can't wait. I've got lots of projects I need to get done.
Yes, you do.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place. And the best part, it's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent pending technology.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-656-9775. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-656-9775. That's 1-800-656-9775. 1-800-656-9775.